Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And it is another Thursday.
Tis Thursday. And we will share with you a non-skill win and a
Dear DST.
Dear DST.
Yeah.
My brain is just like just shot. Like I couldn't remember somebody's name. Yesterday.
Yeah, this morning it was really weird. You were like, I'm not going to repeat it because it was the name.
It was a normal name that started with an M. And I was like, what was her name? Mally?
You're like, yeah, Mally. I was like, that's not a name like, not at all of name. Anybody you know. Like,
it's funny. But yeah, that's how my brain is. I can't remember words these days. It's just really just blipping.
That's a lot. That's what they call pregnancy brain, I think.
Sort of something like that, or I'm just wake up in the morning thinking about a lot of things. So okay. Do you have a non-skill win to share?
Oh shit.
We should do a compilation, that's the word, of like every time I go, Sammy, do you have a non-skill win? You're like, oh fuck.
Or like, yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, I always am like that because I don't have them. Okay, let's see what I did like the past few days.
I know what yours is. Can I give it to you?
What is it?
You got the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I got the vaccine. Duh. Okay, I am vaccinated halfway. That is a good, right, that's my win. I'm vaccinated, feeling like Superman. It was a great experience.
And you didn't get it. Yet, sadly, you didn't get the one in Potsdam, but you did go for your appointment that you booked properly.
I went to my properly booked appointment. What was so what I found to be crazy about the experience is like there's so much suffering that has been created by this.
Yeah.
The pandemic, obviously. And we've been stuck in our homes, prevented from doing so many things. It threw so many wrenches into everybody's life. And then you sit down for the vaccine and it's over in 1 second. Not even. Like, I didn't even feel the shot. I was just like, she's just like, I looked away because I don't like to like look at the needle going in. So I was just like, just do it. Like I'll be looking over here. And then all of a sudden she's like, you're done. Before yeah. I even like realized that it was in my arm. And I'm like, that was it for the whole thing.
I know, but you do have to like think about
how much molecular testing
yeah. and how specific, like think about it, the liquid is so small, right? And what they're putting into your body, like the particles yeah. and how much testing it needs to go.
And the systems that go into the booking of the vaccines.
Science.
The whole thing is a crazy operation, but totally. Just thinking that on my end, because yeah, on the pandemic is its own thing. And the effect on me as a person has been huge, as it has been on everybody. Obviously, I'm not like the only one, but I'm saying the amount that the pandemic has affected me, to think that it just all ended without a shot that I didn't even like feel, is not right. that it ended totally.
Not that
but,
it
like,
ended.
That
you still
is
have
like
to take precaution.
But that for me, that's like the protection that will protect me from dying of COVID. Like that was the whole thing. Just yeah. getting a little prick. And then
let's talk about a great user experience.
Yeah, exactly. Great user experience.
Great UX vaccine. Great UX.
It was. Once you get that appointment and it's not in Potsdam, it is a great, smooth, seamless transition. No lines. Okay.
Nothing against Potsdam.
Yeah. Do you have any non-skill wins?
Yeah, I have one this morning and it's so subtle, but it was really felt like big in my mind. Rusty like got Chip City cookies. And
Chip, like the big fat ones.
Chip.
Yum.
And like I ate breakfast. It was good, whatever. But then I went to my kitchen and I was just like, I need to stress eat right now. And so I took like a piece of this cookie. And then while I was eating it, I was like, you know, it's funny. Like I totally, it was such like a moment, self-aware moment of saying I'm stress eating rather than like, oh, I need to eat. I'm disgusted. Like, you know, that kind of like negative self-talk. I was like, I'm enjoying stress eating this cookie right now. And I just moved on to my day. You know, it was just pinpointing exactly what I was feeling and the fact that I'm coping it with this like little piece of cookie and it was fine. It's almost like, and I'm just the fact that I'm treating it as a win makes me even feel better about it instead of seeing it as a negative moment. It was a positive one and it makes me feel like, you know, it's all okay. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like a nice little moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting how like we have, sort of like we've come to believe that like stress eating is like this really horrible behavior, but like, it's actually really not that bad unless you're like into like really like debilitating binge territory. Like to have a little stress eating is actually like quite a probably one of the least harming things you could do.
Well, it's just in a way. From my perspective, though, the reason why I'm saying it's a win, it was just like being so self-aware of what I was doing. And it wasn't like mixed in with this, you know, oh, I'm gluttonous and I'm just eating and eating and I can't stop myself. I have no control. It's saying like, okay, I know what I'm feeling in that moment. It's like, intuitive eating or in anything, when you're just like, when you realize what your emotions are, sometimes you just feel them and sometimes you just like give in to coping with them, with the food or whatever it is. And I was just like proud of myself to say like, okay, that is what I'm feeling right now. I'm not hungry. I'm just feeling a little stress right now. And the thing that's going to make me feel better is eating this cookie. And the fact that also it brought to light the fact that I am stressed. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to do something else to de-stress. So it took it even like a further level ahead over next level. Yeah. And it was kind of a cool moment. You know, I didn't stress over my stress eating.
Totally. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's great because it's not really that bad to stress eat like at that level. Like it's just not. And like, it's not like even giving in. It's just like a normal management of, you know, it's so interesting. Like people are always saying like, I'm so like, oh, like I felt stressed. It's like, we're always fucking stressed. Like, I don't know anyone who is like not stressed most of the time. Like, I just don't know how we're supposed to manage that without like some sort of coping mechanisms.
Totally. And some, if you're not stressed, you have anxiety. Than others. Like, right.
Stress addings. Yeah. I mean, are they not the same kind of like, for me, they're like the same. Like, it's all just.
You could have anxiety about something you're not stressed about and you can, you know what I mean? Like anxiety can come from different sources. Stress is one of them.
Okay, yeah. Let's just read the non-skill win because like who really cares? It's all just discomfort.
Okay, you read it.
Hi, Aileen and Sammy. First, I want to say that I found this podcast last year at the beginning of quarantine and now I'm addicted to everything that comes out of your guys' company. I started DST from the beginning and now I'm caught up. I wait anxiously. Not stressed, though, for every episode. Like everyone else, I used to struggle with chronic undereating and food restriction combined with overexercise, which even resulted in the loss of my period at times. Even just a year ago when I first began your podcast, I was still trying to count macros, use all sort of supplements sponsored by fitness influencers, have one cheat day a week, oh God, ordered a ton of strength training equipment when the gyms closed, and when my body still didn't change how I wanted it to, I would get down on myself and say, I just need to try another meal plan.
In there.
As I worked my way through DST episodes and heard the experiences and stories of many others like me, I realized maybe I need to see where intuitive eating takes me and stop wasting so much time thinking about it and looking at diet and exercise techniques. My journey still remains a work in progress, and I certainly still have days when I think I should start meal prepping again or I should spend money on some new workout app that promises the results you're looking for in just 12 weeks. However, I was reminded of how far I've come when my boyfriend and I ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut with a stuffed crust and all the toppings like a basic bitch as we are. In the years prior, I would always scarf down 4 or 5 large slices of pizza because I never knew when I would eat it again. If I only get one cheat meal a week, each week I want something different. When we ordered the pizza, I ate 2 slices, and before reaching for a third, I thought about it and decided I was satisfied with the 2 slices for right now. What was even better was I got up in the morning, ate another slice for breakfast, so the extra pizza didn't go to waste, and just went about my day and didn't stress about having pizza 2 meals in a row. Thank you, Betches, for doing what you do. I wish you were able to know how just how many lives you touch and people you help. Sincerely, Pizza Hut Betch.
I love Pizza Hut Betch.
We love a pizza for breakfast moment. We're proud that you ate it. But, you know, even more than that, like, we're proud that you ate it and didn't stress about it.
Or feel anxious. I love the name Pizza Hut Betch, first of all. That sounds great. I haven't had Pizza Hut in how many years? When was the last time you had Pizza Hut?
Not recently.
I think the last time is when I used to go to Manasquan with like my friends and we would get it. Oh, no, that's Domino's. No. That's not even Pizza Hut.
Yeah, no. I was never like a huge Pizza Hut gal. If Pizza Hut were my jam the way Domino's is, which I used to order every time I came back from a vacation or a trip, anytime I got off a plane, I would order Domino's to be waiting for me when I got home.
Really?
So if I were a Pizza Hut betch, I would have done that with Pizza Hut, but because I'm a Domino's bitch, not really much.
My post-plane like binge was always like Italian pasta, like that was or like noodles of an Asian variety, but always something like big and noodly. And that was like a real post-plane binge moment. I don't know. It was almost like I was holding on to the end of vacation.
Yeah,
that's totally. Like what it is. It's like
that is exactly what it was.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to have to diet again.
Yeah, no, that's why I would always get a medium thin crust Domino's pizza.
Thin crust?
Yeah, it's the best. Gotta that try. Crust is so fucking delicious.
It's like, gotta try.
It's great. You should.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
We have a Dear DST email as well. Do you want to read that one?
It is like three sentences long.
We like that. But big question.
Big question. Big question. Hi, DST. I am turning 20 at the end of the month. Oh, a young Betches follower. And I am feeling nervous about the future. Aging, body image, career, expectations to start a family, balancing career and family, finances, graduating college, etc. That's a lot to think about at 20. I'm trying to establish a good relationship with my body now, but it's been hard. My question is, what is something you guys or other DST listeners wish you knew going into your 20s? Signed, baby betch. More like, how do adults do this shit, betch? Loaded question. Also a good topic to bring up like on Instagram and ask other maybe 30-somethings DSTers what's something you wish you knew or just like maybe a life lesson for other 20-somethings DSTers.
Okay. The number one lesson that I think, or the number one, this isn't necessarily a lesson, but if I were her, I think she needs to adjust her expectations about what the next 5 to 10 years are going to look like, because these are the post-college time is incredibly challenging for people. I don't know if that'll be you or if you'll experience it to that extent, but it really is a time when you're really trying to like learn who you are, who, what type of people you connect with, what are your passions, what are your interests, what like keeps you motivated at work. Are you motivated by money? Are you motivated by purpose? Are you motivated by like feeling like you're helping people? Like, so I think that like accepting that the next 5 to 10 years are going to be about figuring yourself out, and there's going to be very painful, stressful, and anxiety ridden times as a result of simply being your age and the process of figuring out who and what you want to be for, you know, post, you know, to get to that comfortable place that you probably want to get to, you will have to go through like a bit of a bumpy ride, and that's okay. It's normal.
Like expect to make mistakes.
Yeah. Expect to feel really uncomfortable. Expect to go through potentially bad breakups, maybe jobs you really hate. Maybe you will, you know, have something happen to you. Like, and I think that just knowing that that is okay, that that is part of this process of growing up, because like, I know it's not really like necessarily portrayed this way, but like until you get sort of like into this phase where you're really on your own, like financially independently, maybe you're living on your own or with one roommate, you know, and you're not going to return to your parents like on spring, you know, on vacation the way you used to. Like it is a really big transition, and you're going to be okay. You're going to make it through it.
I would say like in terms of expectations, I would just like if you want to make a plan, I get why people want to make plans, make a very loose plan, if anything, because your plans usually go to shit. But then sometimes it works out in the end in a different way. You know, it doesn't mean that just because it doesn't work out in the way that you had planned at 20 doesn't mean it's not going to work out for you in the way that you'll get what you want, but in a different approach. So I would just like maybe relinquish some control of that, I think. But in terms of something I wish I knew going into my 20s, I wish I knew that I didn't know myself then. Like that's something that I wish I could say. I could like, you know, Billy Madison shake my face and be like, you don't actually know shit. this is going to be a learning, you know, learning time of your life, like you're saying, Sammy. And, you know, don't take everything so, so seriously.
Yeah.
I think the older I got, like in my 20s, I started taking things so seriously. And I used to, coming from a place where I just took nothing serious, except for like, obviously in middle school, my grades, I was like really obsessed with them. But I sort of like started to hold on a little tighter and like taking, I don't know, my life. Like I was trying to hold on to control.
Like you think every single thing is the most important thing.
Right.
And it's like and almost like ends also, there.
Yeah. And I get that because like your whole life, like in that moment, like your whole life is just you. It's like you're your own responsibility. Your future is your own responsibility. Another thing in terms of like body and stuff, since that was like the number one thing always that's my head, stop fucking going on diets, because that is what has made me gain weight like over all of this time. And stop trying to go on diets to appease other people, like so that other people, based on what other people think of you, and really focus on what you think of yourself. Although that is really, really hard to do at a young age,
yeah.
Because you don't really know yourself.
Well,
so
to your point about knowing yourself, okay, here's how people, I feel like if I were 20, I would be like, what does it mean to know yourself? I think I know myself. I am X, Y, Z. And then you'd probably use a bunch of like adjectives that maybe your friends assigned you or your parents assigned you or your teachers assigned you when you were younger. The way, okay, this is going to sound maybe abstract.
Participates well,
right. All those things that like, that you feel like you've been labeled with, maybe they're true and maybe they're not. So like, I think that like the process of learning in your 20s has to do with like figuring out like, okay, what actually resonates with me? Who do I actually feel like I am? And like, how do I tune into that rather than just like, you know, you might find yourself doing things that you don't really feel like are true to yourself because you aren't necessarily in touch and it's just easier because, you know, your friends are doing it or you've always done something this way or your parents, you're in a certain pattern or dynamic with your parents. But like the way that you figure out, I think, who you are is by like listening to yourself and training yourself to listen to yourself. So like if you realize that you're really interested in like, I don't know, let's say equestrianism, like Sydney. Let's say, okay, the way, like, if you find that something excites you, accept that that is your interest. Like, you might, like, not, like, maybe you want to say that your interest is fashion, but maybe, because, like, you always said that or thought it. But maybe you actually don't really like fashion, and maybe you really like politics. Like, you know, maybe you actually really started watching the news and you get really excited by that. Like, and I'm not saying it is that. I'm just thinking about that because, like, that's something I'm interested in. But, like it – and if it's something that you feel like, ooh, like, I'm not allowed to like that. Like, I never liked that before, or, like, no one knows that this is interesting to me. Like, let that go. Like, go with what you feel like actually feels right in your gut, like, what really interests you, what really, like, makes you feel excited, because, like, not doing that is just going to sort of delay figuring out, like, what do you love in this world? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. But also your interest can change over time.
No, your interest can totally change. But what I mean is like how to figure out like who you are is like you have to continuously listen to yourself. And if something excites you, don't ignore that. If something makes you feel uncomfortable, don't ignore that. Like, and kind of just keep training yourself to listen to yourself so that you can like sort of start to understand who you are. And that will help you make your path later in your 20s, like, much more clear. So just, like, practice that.
Yeah. One of the sort of best things that I learned about, like, the journey of learning about yourself, of who you are, is, yeah, sure, like, interests for sure. But, like, if you learn something, like, kind of that you perceived as negative, that one might perceive as negative about you, that's okay. And you don't have to like constantly be on a journey to try to fix it. It's just something like we all have flaws, and maybe that's the perfectionist in me or previous perfectionist in me talking. But that was like something that like embracing some of your flaws is part of that journey, and like makes you unique. So, and not necessarily like makes, it's not that, it's not bad unless you're a serial killer. So, so that was, something awesome. Like, don't be so like, also don't take this, that part seriously. Like, don't find this journey of knowing who you are. Like, that, don't take it that seriously either. Just like live your life.
No, but in, right. You don't have come. To take it that seriously, but I'm saying in the process of living your life, pay attention. Like, pay attention to those feelings. I'm not saying like everything you're doing needs to be about figuring out who you are, right. But in the in the course of your life, you will encounter situations, and those situations will make you feel a certain type of way or make you react a certain type of way. So paying attention to your reactions, your feelings, your like gut instincts about things or people when it comes to dating or friendships that you may or may not want to like stay in, or, you know, maybe you want to invest more in them. Like, all of this can sort of like be found if you practice how to listen to yourself.
Right. Well, good luck, baby betch, or how do adults do this shit, betch. We're still trying to figure it out. So, wish you many, many lucks. And that is it for this Thursday's episode. We hope you love it. Please email us, dst@betches.com. Tell a friend about this show. What else do we want them to do? Oh, we want them to rate, review, subscribe. Follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow at Aileen. Follow at Sammy. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.